With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. After making landfall Wednesday night near Siesta Key as a Category 3 storm with 120-mile-an-hour winds, Hurricane Milton is crossing Florida, now as a Category 1 with 90-mile-an-hour winds. The damage caused by the storm is widespread. The roof off Tropicana Field in St. Petersburg was ripped off while housing thousands of first responders. Fatalities were reported in St. Lucie County due to tornadoes. Forecasters say the system will keep its hurricane status until exiting the east coast of Florida this afternoon. A former aide to New York Mayor Eric Adams faces charges in connection with the federal investigation.
Official has been charged with witness tampering and destroying evidence in a sweeping federal investigation that led to Mayor Eric Adams' indictment. Adams is accused of taking bribes and illegal campaign cash from foreign interests. Mohammed Bahi, who resigned Monday as the mayor's liaison to the Muslim community, faces accusations including deleting phone app communications with Adams. The mayor praised Bahi for his community work, but steered clear of the latest allegations.
He has attorneys. Let his attorneys handle his case.
Adams, who has pleaded not guilty, has vowed to stay in office and seek re-election next year. I'm Norman Hall.
Also at SRNnews.com, Google may be forced to sell parts of its business.
In a court filing, federal prosecutors also said the judge could ask the court to open the underlying data Google uses to power its ubiquitous search engine and artificial intelligence products to competitors. A federal judge ruled in August that Google's search engine has been illegally exploiting its dominance to squash competition and stifle innovation. Google plans to appeal, but must wait until the remedies are decided.
Jeremy House reporting. This is SRN News. Another bad report on anti-Semitism in the U.S.
According to a poll released by the Combat Anti-Semitism Movement, 61% of Jews in this country have experienced some form of hatred since the Hamas attack on Israel 1 year ago. About 40% of those surveyed who are college students or have children who attend college say they sometimes feel unsafe on campus. A growing number of American Jews also say they avoid wearing clothing or jewelry that identifies them as being Jewish. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Vandals have defaced an Italian mural depicting a survivor of last year's October 7th Hamas terror attack on Israel. The Anti-Semitism Observatory in Milan says the incident is an example of rising anti-Semitism in Italy. Researchers say the number of incidents has risen to about 90 a week in the last year, up from about 30 a week before. This is SRN News. 96-year-old Ethel Kennedy is hospitalized.
Her family did not identify the hospital or where she suffered the stroke, but they said it happened Thursday morning in her sleep. She was with her husband Robert in 1968 when he was shot and killed at the Ambassador Hotel in Los Angeles, just after winning the Democratic presidential primary in California. Her brother-in-law, President Kennedy, had been assassinated in Dallas less than 5 years earlier. Ethel is the last remaining member of the extended Kennedy family generation that included President Kennedy. Her family says she's getting the best care possible in the hospital, resting comfortably, and is surrounded by family. I'm Rita Foley.
Marriott International reaches a $52 million settlement with 49 states and D.C. over a massive four-year-long data breach. The hack targeted Marriott's Starwood system database. More details at SRNnews.com.